Hello and welcome to this episode of the Online Course Creator Show. I'm your host, Lou Blakely, and it's good to be back on the microphone talking to you guys. I feel like it's been a wee while for me, from my end, not so much for you guys listening. Since we last spoke, I've been away on holiday in Fiji, which was amazing. Probably one of the better holidays I've ever had, actually, even though it was quite short. Definitely loved it. I'd actually been there before, but I have to say this time was completely different. The places we went were so much better. And I think now I'm a true fan of Fiji, whereas I wasn't after the first visit. So yeah, it was amazing. And I've come back so refreshed, so full of energy for what's to come for the rest of the year and for quarter four, which we're just rolling into. And I guess it was just reconfirmation. Like, we all know this. We all need to take more holidays. That's what I realized. Like, we need to take breaks. I didn't take my laptop. I just completely went offline, filmed lots of things, like took heaps of photos and videos and stuff like that. But that's the extent of anything that I did there. Just total relaxation and sightseeing and all of that cool stuff. And it just really made me realize why do we not take more breaks? So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about booking a holiday, just do it. It's so worth it. It is just so, so worth it. And then we can come back and actually get excited about something to come back to, you know? So I think that's really important. Anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, it's not a travel podcast. We talk about online courses around here. And this podcast is really all about helping female online entrepreneurs turn their knowledge into income through online courses and scalable programs. And today I'm chatting about something that actually happens after you've done the launches, after you've enrolled the students. I'm talking about how to actually keep your students who have purchased the course engaged and interested so that they complete the course that they bought, so that they get the results that they bought the course for. Now, this is really, really quite important, actually, because you need students to go through the course so that they can get the results. What that's going to mean is the more people they're going to tell about your course, about how great it is, and you'll also have more results or testimonials to share in your future launches. So this kind of becomes like a snowball effect. The more people we get through the program, the more people who have a really positive experience, who get the results, then you're just going to go into this cycle where every launch truly is getting bigger and bigger and bigger because you've got raving fans, because they're getting the results, because they finished the course in the first place. So actually getting them to finish the course is so, so important to the longevity of your online course and the overall success you're going to have as an online course creator. So while I don't think that this is something that you need to focus on, say if you're brand new to this whole world and you're thinking about creating an online course, then today's episode is definitely going to help point you in the right direction. But of course, you've got to launch a course and create your online course first. And then this is something that you can work on improving after that. So when it comes to something that you can actually monitor or measure, a good metric that you could measure is a completion rate. So it's definitely something that you should be paying attention to and taking note of, maybe not like with every time you do a launch, but maybe every 6 months you actually jump into your course software and see how many people are actually going through the program and how many people are actually completing it. And I have to say, like, a little caveat here, 100% does not need to be your completion rate. It could be like 80%. Like, what do they need to do in order to get the result? It's not always going to be 100%, right? But what's that benchmark that you're going to set that tells you that people are actually getting to where they should be in the program? And it kind of goes without saying, but it's going to be much easier to achieve a higher completion rate in a more hands-on program, such as a group coaching program or a cohort-based program. But what if your course is self-study? Are there ways to help increase your completion rates then? Because at that stage, you know, like, people are buying your course, or in this instance, I mean, people are buying your course and then there's not really any support from you and they just work through it in their own time, are there ways then that you can help your students complete the course more? And my answer to that is yes, and that's what I'm covering today. So there are very, actually quite simple things that you can action, which I'm going to share. Now, these are quite quick fire style today, so I'm not going into huge detail on each one, but take what you need and leave the rest. Now, I also want to say that the whole completing online courses and the statistics around this is pretty nuanced, I think. So sometimes people actually do buy self-study courses that they don't intend to use straight away. I know that that's definitely been the case for me. I've seen an online course, I've seen someone launching an online course, and I've been like, I'm going to grab that because I know I don't need it now, but I'm going to need it in a while. Okay, so there's nuance to this. There's different reasons that people are buying your course and them completing it within, say, if it's a 4-module course, they don't need to complete it in 4 weeks. Like, does that really matter to you or to them? Probably not. But it's more about looking at it with over time. So that's why I mentioned measure something like this every 6 months. So I also want to point out that people don't always need to complete a course 100% to get the results, which is why I was speaking before about you should pick a benchmark that's actually less than 100%. So one thing I've noticed with my own courses is that my most successful students do not necessarily watch all the videos, but they just take action on what they do watch, and that's actually the thing that gets them results, not watching every single video. So I don't want you to get too hung up on it, but just know a few little tweaks will bring big results when it comes to helping your students get through the content and then get the results that they need. So what are the 7 ways to engage your students so that they can complete your course? Now, these are applicable to whether you have like a higher touch program, like a group coaching program, a cohort-based course, or fully self-study. These, you can use any of these with all of them. Okay, so one thing that you can do, and I definitely recommend this, is creating a marketing automation or an email automation that includes weekly emails announcing that a new module is out and what they should be up to and focusing on. Now, I recommend fully automate this, so set it up as a email automation. And this can work whether you're dripping out the new content, like say every Monday or Tuesday you're dropping a new module, but also if they sign up and they've got access to the whole course at once, you can still do this. Like, and in that email you can say things like, by now you ideally should be on module 3, this is what we're covering this week, this is the outcomes you're going to get, this is the action that's going to need to be required. You could even add in how much time you think it's going to take them, and then have a link to your online course portal in that email so that people can simply click on it and be back in the course. And we're just making it super easy. But this is like an added little bit of accountability, a little bit of motivation, and actually sometimes just a reminder that, oh yeah, that's right, I'm meant to be doing that. So I find these work very well, and they should really be done for every single course, no matter what, as far as I'm concerned. Now, the next one is to add in a pop-up Q&A session or a pop-up co-working session to keep them motivated. Now, you can do more or less of these. Obviously, if it's self-study, you may do far less of these. But adding one in, especially when you haven't promised it in your offer, can be a really nice surprise and can actually work really well to re-engage people who may have, you know, got sidetracked and, you know, they're not going through the course like they planned. Knowing that they can show up at a time when you're live and potentially ask you questions and get help is going to be an incentive for them to get back into the program. Now, the third thing that you can add in is gamification, which gives the user or the student a reward as they complete certain things in the program. And this can be like a dopamine hit, right? It can make them feel good about themselves. So this will really depend on your course platform. I know that there is a Kajabi theme called Gamify, which could be worth looking at in this sense. It's not one I have used, but I've heard a lot about it. You can also add in gamification by setting up things like automations to acknowledge that they've completed a module so that when someone does watch like the final lesson in a module, you have an automation set up to send them an email, and in that email could be a prize or a certificate or, you know, anything. Like, get creative here. You can also add in milestones to hit and acknowledge them when that is complete. So they're kind of getting rewarded as they make progress through the course. And I think that's something that is going to get bigger and bigger, to be honest. Now, the fourth one is a practical one in terms of actually creating the course content so it's easier to consume. And one thing I definitely recommend is to create shorter videos so that they're easier to achieve, to just watch them, to simply watch them from a student perspective. It can be quite demoralizing to log into a course and go to watch one video and it's like 60 minutes long. If that's me, I'm like, no, thank you. So I recommend that you keep the videos shorter rather than longer. And it may actually take you a little bit longer to create shorter videos because you've really got to be quite succinct in what's going in them. However, I believe that you're going to get more people actually completing them when they are shorter. Now, the fourth way to engage your students is along a similar stream as the last one. So I recommend to remove complex material if it's not necessary to get the result. If you've been listening to this podcast, or if you've, you know, worked with me in any way, you will know that I bang on and on and on about this a lot. You don't need to bring people up to the proficiency of knowledge that you have in this, whatever your area is that your online course is in. You actually just need them to get to the level where they can get the result that they desire, that is the promise of the course. They don't need to become professionals. They don't need to become experts. And in most cases, we're not actually teaching people how to become experts unless maybe we've got a certification style program. But what we are teaching them is the steps they need to get the result that they want. So we can remove a lot of the complex things that we know, but they don't necessarily need to know. So that is going to help them get to the result much faster, simply because they have less content to get through and it's simpler to understand and easier to actually take action on. So if you're moving into the phase of creating a course, then I definitely encourage you to simplify it as much as possible. Okay, so moving on to the next one. There's a couple of things in this one, actually. So you can set up quizzes at the end of each module so that they can test themselves on their knowledge and help create a sense of accomplishment. And you can also offer a certificate of completion when they complete the course. And actually, you could do a certificate of completion for each module or phase as well. Depends on how big your course is. Now, the last way that you can engage your students so that they complete your course is to share wins of other students with the group inside the program in order to motivate them, to keep them going, and maybe instill a little bit of competition if you think that suits your audience. You could even set up a leaderboard, or you could simply share wins in the community, or better yet, you can get them to share their wins. I find that kind of group accountability and motivation is so, so, so powerful. And just because you have a self-study online course does not mean that you don't get to take advantage of that, but you get to build it in. So all of these tips shared today are going to help your students a lot. They're going to keep them motivated and get them to the end result that they desired when they actually purchase the program, so they get their money's worth and they walk away as a happy customer. Now, this is a huge win-win. Obviously, it's a massive win for them and it's a huge win for you. Like I said before, this is really going to help your longevity as an online course creator. It's going to make your business more successful in the long term, and that's what it's all about. So hopefully you've had some ideas that you can go and take action on inside your course, whether you're just approaching that course creation phase or, you know, you already have a course. These things are, most of them are pretty simple to add in, and actually some of them are actually better off added later once you see how people move through the course. Now, it's also important to look at the way you structure your course offer if you want your completion rate to be higher. So if your completion rate is absolutely so important to you, then maybe look at running your current course as a group coaching program, maybe once a year. And then it could be self-study for your other launches, but maybe once a year you do a big live round that includes coaching. Obviously, the price is going to reflect that change. Or you could also do cohort-based courses where you launch, close the doors, then go through the content week by week with your students. So changing the structure of your course away from a self-study towards something with more support is definitely, without a doubt, going to help your completion rates. Now, that's not to say that self-study is not good. I definitely think that there is a big place for self-study courses, and I personally have achieved a lot from buying self-study courses as well. So I know that they work, but you're definitely going to get that higher completion rate with that higher level of hands-on support. So thanks so much for listening today. I hope you love this episode. Have a great rest of the week, and hopefully I will see you again soon. Thanks, course creators and go-getters. You're incredible, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe in your podcast app so you don't miss an episode. If you'd like to find out more about what I offer, head across to loublakely.com. See you next time.